Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Sanis Rafin, and these are a little bit less pleasant, but still a reminder of Yahat Alarecha Kamocha in the Mishnah Masech to Sanhedrin. We have the Shita of Blazer Betzadok, where was actually like, you know, what would be referred to in the Inquisition as an auto de fe, and once again, we have the reassertion of Yahat Alarecha Kamocha, Bero Lomi Soyafa, so we don't do anything of that nature. So, how was it done? Hayu mashkiyin oso bezevel ad arkivosav, to stabilize the person, to make sure that they are not ana vicha ana, that they're not moving about wildly in any direction. That's going to be very important, so they don't get burned from the molten metal on the outside of their body, which is just a terrible tsar, but contributes nothing to the misa. V'nosen sudar kasha b'socharach. Once again, as explained by the Rambam and the Pirush and Mishnayos, and by all the Nosei Kelim here, because there's no reason to cause extra suffering for the neck, so there should be a rach and a kasha to create the pressure that's going to force the mouth open, but without any unnecessary suffering. V'korei chaltzavar, v'shneyedav zemoshe chatzlo, v'zemoshe chatzlo, adshu poseach espiv. Fascinating, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah disagrees because he says it could be that he'll die by chenek before you get the sreifa. More than a second, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says you actually use tongs, which from our point of view is, you know, not, bor lo misa yafa. And at that point, the metal is molten. Matichan es abdil, es haofaris. Doesn't sound like there's really a kepeda there. V'chayotze bahen, right? V'chayotze bahen, the Rambam, it's meduyak, it's expansive. V'zorik lesoch piv. Sarachian, I'm not sure who's doing it, right? Because Yad Ha'idim Tiev Ovarishon Alahamiso is actually accomplished by having the Edim open his mouth. No, I'm not sure who actually is the Zorik lesoch piv. So it's indeterminate. It could be one of the Edim. And I'm not even sure with respect to Matichan es Habdil. Doesn't sound like it really could be the Edim. Because they're occupied. So it's a good question. V'hiyo redes v'soref eses b'nei me'av. So this, of course, is darshaned in the Gemara, Sanhedrin and Beis, from, interestingly, Misas Arun and the Adas Korach, by extension, that the guf is kayim, but, you know, srefas neshamas, so the inner burning. And there's a lot to think about there, because those are, you know, lifnei Hashem. And this, of course, is, you know, because this person did something which was such a grievous offense. So it's really interesting to think about, you know, that being an acceptable source. But what I want to focus on is actually the approach of the Lechem Mishnah. He notes that, you know, there's a lot of overlap between Sreifa and Chenek, which was the whole chashash of Rabbi Yehuda to begin with. It'll strangle the person before you'll actually do Sreifa. So he notes, Kashla so charach, m'nei sharaka chonekes of toach piva, kashim echabel skrono, u'minaval to lefika chashim bifnim lachnok, right? That's his understanding. It's a little different than the Rambam Pishah Mishnayos, but you know, and then we said about the Ana V'Ana point that Mishakin Oso Bezevel, so the Aptila isn't no fella sal Besaro Mibachotz. But he says, Avakashad, Benachnakin Lama Mishakin Bezevel, the Rain Sham Ptila Lomar Shatipal Besaro, Vlamba Suda Rach, Tino Tarach Sham Biftoach, Kedela Sesa Ptila Bethviv, Vain Sham Shumachad Me Tame Melu. So then he says the following, which is, I think is a really fascinating idea. V'shema shekivan shetiknu kein b'nisrafin, d'damu l'nechnakin l'ratu cham l'shanos, v'tiknu kein b'nechnakin. So he says it's all dinder abanan. It seems like predicated on this idea that we want to create as much similarity as possible between nisrafin and nechnakin. So l'fiyani is daiti, maybe I should say lulali d'mistafino also. I think the Lechem Mishnah has it exactly backwards. I think it's because that's the way that chenek was done, that sreifa is chenek plus. You know, thus, Rabbi Yehuda's concern, we're docha Rabbi Yehuda, we say we're not willing to use a tzvas, because we have to the reyecha kamocha, so we're going to do it this way. But actually, I would suggest that it emerges from chenek, and the whole point is that chenek is sreifa, that sreifa is chenek plus. You start with the idea of the Misa Min Hastam, then you move to the Misa Chamura, and you can appreciate that by doing a chenek process, but then plus an additional element. And yeah, then you have to be careful that you don't actually strangle the person, you know, first. As far as the Lechem Mishnah's contention, right? Shelo yishapech ana va'ana. I think it's obvious why you need that in the chenek, right? Specifically because, I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, to halacha hey, which we'll see next week, but, right, you don't want to cause any additional distress, right? The person should be stabilized, so there's no unnecessary movement which is going to, you know, delay and cause anguish and suffering. You know, a person is, you know, should go as quickly as possible. You know, and it's Mediyak in the lesson of the Rambam there. We'll get back to it next week. But Ad Shanafsho Yotza, the whole point is to do it without any delay. So I think the Lecha Mishnah had it punkt fakert, really just backwards. And the whole idea is to build up from Nechnakin to Nisrafin, which is Chadome, not the other direction. And I think that highlights the way that the Misos HaChamuros, Skila and Srefa, really exist off of the framework of the Misa Stam, Misa Schenek.